Just as fruit has to be on a tree to grow and ripen into a wholesome product, so Christians must be joined with the body of Christ to mature and be able to spread the good news. Learn more next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kelly's back with us today, and she's got some more good things about walking in love. Hallelujah. You know, faith works by love. And if you're not going to walk in love, your faith's not going to have any power to it. And I want power in my faith. In
That's
Jesus'
true.
Name. Hallelujah. So welcome, Kelly. We're glad to have you.
Thank you, Mom.
We look forward to hearing more word.
Well, I love hearing you talk about the fruit of the Spirit because I've watched you develop it. Actually, let me rephrase. I've watched the Lord develop the fruit of the Spirit in you, develop Himself in you to the point that it comes out as fruit.
Praise God.
Because fruit's not fruit unless it's out here.
Unless it's on the tree.
It's got to be on the tree. And, you know, sometime in this week or next week, we'll start talking about He is the vine.
Amen.
And we're the branch
That's
that
right.
bears the fruit. And it's His job to keep developing the fruit. But He keeps working with us, but we have to cooperate in that.
That's true. We
you know, we have to get in His presence.
Yeah.
We have to allow Him to work on us. We have to allow Him to judge us. You know, really judging ourselves is not just hunting around in ourselves for something bad in us. It's listening to Him say, you need to do something about that. It's easy to judge yourself when you listen to Him say, that's not good. That's not good for your life. It's the fruit of His presence in us. As we walk in His presence, the fruit is, those things are fruit. Those things are harvest when we walk in His presence. You know, they're all in us, but just like a fruit tree.
Yeah.
I used to have this fruit tree. You may remember me telling the story, Mom. I had this tree I planted a peach tree. I mean, I thought, surely there is some peach tree growingness in my genes somewhere. My mom was such a peach girl that she had a peach named after her when she was just a girl. And her father and her grandfather, they were all peach farmers. But apparently,
good peaches.
Something did not get passed down to me, I thought, because I planted this tree and no peaches, no peaches, no peaches, year after year, no peaches. I had one tree, I think it must have had I had three fruit trees, apple, what I thought was a pear, and a peach tree. The reason I thought this pear was a pear tree is because the tag that was on it, it did come from a discount store, so you have to take that in mind. But this tag said it was a pear tree. But I never, ever, ever in the years I lived in that house, I never saw fruit of any kind. So I don't know if it was a pear tree. But I thought many times about that tree, and I thought, how many Christians are supposed to bear some fruit?
Well, yeah, that's true.
But they don't. Maybe they're tagged wrong, or maybe they're just not getting what they need to bear the fruit. Somebody told me that I think that particular kind of tree needed another kind of tree to be able to bear fruit. It needed to have another tree to work with it.
You got out of the peach business?
I got out of the fruit business. But my peach tree took years to bear. It actually did. In fact, the problem was we'd always be out of town in the summer the week that it would bear, but I would hear about the fruit from my neighbors, you know, or I'd have it all over my yard, you know. But it finally did bear fruit. But it took years, and I was beginning to question if this was really a peach tree, huh?
Does it still bear fruit?
No, the people that bought the house cut it down.
Oh, after all that.
After all that. But, you know, that's the way it is in our lives. The peaches were in the tree, but it took time to develop as fruit. So, you know, the Spirit of the living God, Jesus Himself is in us.
Mm.
And we can bear fruit. We can bear fruit quickly or not quickly or never.
That's right.
But it is according to where we position ourselves with Jesus to come into Him as oneness, to out of the abundance of what's in your heart, the mouth speaks. but also out of the abundance of what you put your focus on. Remember, the Bible says if your eye is sound, your whole body is sound. Mm-hmm. If what you focus on is Jesus, then your whole self will exude His Spirit, which is the fruit of the Spirit. If your eyes are on the problems, if your eyes are on what somebody did to you, if all of the things that can steal your natural peace, if that's where your eyes are, then you're just going to keep going down that road and you're not going to have peace. But if your eyes are on the peace giver, He's in you. He's put those things in you. But if you have that oneness with Him, we read first part of the week, we read Philippians 3, talked about in our, you know, when we're one with Him, we have this explosive expression of Him and the life that's in us. And that is the fruit of the Spirit, but it comes from that oneness with Him.
That's right.
So we've really talked about, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit and how it relates to our time and our oneness with Him. That fruit should be showing in our lives.
Well, I think that the love of God is the first fruit.
Mm-hmm. It's the big fruit. It's the big expression.
And if you don't yield, and we know what the love of God is. We can find that in 1 Corinthians 13. And if we won't yield to love, then you needn't worry about the rest of the fruit, because it all comes out of love.
Love, that's in us.
Peace, joy, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All those come out. If you don't have a love walk, you're not going to be patient. You're not going to be kind. So really, the tree is the love of God. It all comes out of the love.
And you just can't do it apart from Him. You can't love. I mean,
no,
even the natural love.
We're talking about supernatural love.
The natural love that people have is selfish. The definition of it is like self-gratifying, that erotic type of love that it's not even in the Bible. That kind of erotic, sensual love is selfish. Natural love is selfish. It's self-centered. Even, you know, moms feel like, you know, well, my mom love, I love my kids. Thereby, what I do for them is good because it came out of my love. Well, mom love can be very self-centered. You really can't love in the healthiest way without His love. But if you know Him, that's what's in you. Yeah. Mom, I know you, I believe you want to read 1 Corinthians 13 and really kind of dig into love. Let me read a couple of scriptures that describe to us what that is. God is love. And this is reading out of the Passion Translation. 1 John 4:7 says, those who are loved by God, let His love continually pour from you to one another.
He is. And God is very patient. Very
long suffering. He is patient with us. So we should be patient with others.
We'd all not be here today.
And we don't have to be patient with others on our own. We use His patience.
The fruit of the
Spirit. It's in us. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of Him. That's an indicator that you're of God. The one who does, you know what I read too, that word of, in Rick Renner's Sparkling Gems that went out this, you know, in June, he said that word of means alongside. That word, like, we are of the Holy Spirit, we are of Jesus, He is right there alongside with us, but we're really the ones that have to pull up alongside Him to walk in what's in us. We've got to stop cuddling up to unforgiveness, cuddling up to offense, hurt, you know, cuddling up to sorrow, to grief. We've got to separate ourselves from cuddling up to that and just dig in to the Father.
That's
and
right.
Cuddle up with Jesus.
Walk
He's given us
love.
The Holy Spirit. I'm a cuddler. I used to love it when Daddy would go out of town. I got to cuddle with my mom when I was a little kid. Okay, I'll come over. It says the one who doesn't love has yet to really know God, for God is love. There's always more to know. The light of God's love shined within us when He sent His matchless Son into the world so that we might live through Him. This is love. He loved us long before we loved Him. It was His love, not ours. So if you feel like, well, so-and-so doesn't love me, well, there you go. He loved you long before you loved Him. That's the love we can operate with. It says, He proved it by sending His Son to be the pleasing sacrificial offering and take away our sins. Delightfully loved ones, if He loved us with such tremendous love, then loving one another should be our way of life.
Amen.
He says in verse 16, we have come into an intimate experience with God's love, and we trust in the love He has for us. God is love. Those who are living in love are living in God, and God lives through them. By living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us so that we may fearlessly face the day of judgment, because all that Jesus now is, so are we in this world. It's just really harvest. It says it's been brought to full expression. It's like my peach tree eventually was brought to full expression, and that means fruit. When it shows up out here. And that is His love. And, you know, Rick Renner, in his Sparkling Gems, when he talks about love, Mom, he says that love, it's the first fruit. It's the one that everything else comes out of. All of the other things are outcroppings of love. Patience is an outcropping of love. Peace is an outcropping of love. All of that. So it's really, in sense, it says the fruit, it's not a fruit, it's the fruit. It encompasses all of them. And I think the Passion said it really well. It says, the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its various expressions. Mm-hmm. This love is revealed through joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness on display, a life filled with virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and instead of saying self-control, it says strength of spirit. It says it is self-control, but it's not of yourself. It's control by the strength of your spirit instead of, just doing what your flesh wants to do. And I love this. It says, when it talks about fruit, it says it can be translated harvest. And the reason He put joy that overflows, peace that subdues, is that all of these fruits have a literal expression, an activity, something that these fruits do, something that these fruits affect this outer life. That's why they're called fruit. If what's in you and
come out of love.
They all come out of love. And I like what he says here. We have chosen to live in the surrendered freedom of yielding to the Holy Spirit. So the things that you might do, like it says, we may never be found dishonoring one another, because we've forsaken all of that. We've forsaken jealousy that diminishes the value of others. We don't dishonor others because we've forsaken that way of life in order to live surrendered and yield to the fruit of what's in us. The Holy Spirit is the very expression of Jesus. We're going to talk about that. I don't know if we'll get to it this week or next, but we're going to talk about how Jesus gifted them with the Holy Spirit to be able to walk out the life in Him.
Amen. That's right.
He's still working it in us.
That's what
He's seated. But He put the Holy Spirit in us to continue to work out and to walk out and to develop Himself in us. He didn't just go to heaven and leave us. He's in us in abundance.
That's right.
And that love is the fullest expression of who He is in us.
That's right.
Praise everything God. Starts with that love.
Amen. Love is a fruit of a reborn human spirit. We've been reborn in our nature. Is to walk in love. But we can disregard that and go another way. But if we want the blessing, we'll do what He says and we'll love. Faith works by love.
Mm-hmm.
So you need faith to just get by. You need faith to just live out your life and fulfill your days. And faith works by love. So if you're not going to have love, your faith's going to not work. It'll just be,
you'll just be a clanging cymbal. What is it the scripture says? You'll just be a lot of noise, a clanging cymbal and something else that I don't recall right now. In other words, you'll just make a lot of noise, but that's it. So we walk by love. Everything works by love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. I don't know if I read this yesterday, but I'm going to read it just in case. The fruit of Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, and self-control. That's what the Scripture calls the fruit of the Spirit. Now, the first three, love, joy, peace, have to do with relation to God. They first regard nothing but God and our relation to Him. Love, joy, and peace come from a good God, then flow to other people through us, if we do it right, results of communion with God. They are the certain manifestations of a better life in the Spirit. A key thing is that faith works by love. If your faith's not working, check your love life. And then Romans 5:5 says, love heads the list as the foundation and moving principle of all the rest of the fruit. It is the instinctive act of the higher life and is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit. So if we've been born again, it's in there. Love binds other fruit, the love, joy, peace. All that comes out of love, really, with the help of love. Love binds other fruit together in unity. Love, the scripture says, never fails. In other words, if you're in a conflict with somebody and you yield to love, you'll not fail. Love never fails. But if you're in a conflict with somebody and you just want to fight and be in strife, strife is confusion and every evil work, the Bible says. So you get to pick. Am I going to be peaceful and love and forgive, or am I going to be full of strife and bitterness and resentful? I'm going to walk in love. That's my decision.
You know,
love
I think
never
people
fails.
Think it's easier to just not walk in love. It's just hard to walk in love, but that's not the truth.
Not in the long run, it's not. It's
it doesn't
not
make life
truth.
Easier. Mm-hmm.
He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. God is love. Love springs from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Love is manifest because of being born of God and knowing him. But for it to be manifest, you must spend time with him to know him. You know, you can be born again, not spend any time in the Word, not spend any time fellowshipping with God in this Word or in prayer. And you'll just live like everybody else lives. But if you'll get in the Word and you'll begin to act on that Word and your faith will begin to work by love, things will change in your life. I wouldn't go back to that old way of life. You mm-hmm. couldn't pay me enough money to be living out of love and in the natural realm, just letting the devil beat you up. No, thank you.
I mean, Satan would love to throw things at you to get you off track.
Sure.
I've had a lot
distract
of things.
You.
I've had a lot of stuff, you know, come up in my life that I had to deal with. But the last major thing that I had to deal with, I don't know, I put myself in his presence at a new degree. I had this overwhelming urge to worship him. I feel like that was just a gift of grace for me. Because I didn't know I wasn't worshiping, but when he put that on me, I realized, oh, there's such deeper place than I've ever been in worship. But, Mom, it so changed me that even though you may go through a hard place, not that he brings the hard places, but when you're lacking something,
it brings you into a hard place.
Or just, life. You better, you know, don't judge people when life happens to them, because life can be hard in ways. But even in those hard places, God will just take you to such a new place with him if you scoot in close to him instead of, like what I say, scoot up.
You'll grow.
You can either scoot into the hardship or scoot into him. And in the end, you really can't even regret the hardship, because where you went after it was so amazing. Now, you can go there without a hardship. That would be the good and smart thing to do. But when you draw into Him in worship, that was one ingredient I was missing. And when the Lord spoke to me, because we talked about when you walk, when you begin to walk in what's in you, when you begin to walk in oneness with Him, not just trying to walk in the Spirit as a rule, but walk in your oneness of Him, the Spirit, the fruit comes out. Mm-hmm. When you live like that and you pull into Him, He starts telling you things that you're missing. He'll start diagnosing you just the way He did Martha, the way He did Peter, the way He did this person, that person in the Bible. And you'll begin to know things that you couldn't know except for by the Spirit. So here's what He said. He talked to me about worship. He said, you were raised in an atmosphere of faith, but not worship. And I was like, what? I mean, it's so hard to hear something about yourself, really. You want to resist? I worship. I mean, if somebody else had said that to me, in fact, I think my kids said, Mom, there's more. I'm like, I worship? What are you talking about? Go away. You know, your grown kids try to help you so much. I know you've had that with me too. But anyway, you're like, thank you for the help, Kelly. But I'm like, thank you, kids, for your help. I worship. But the Lord's like, no, there's more than you know. There's more there than you've known. Now, He wasn't getting on to me at all. He was increasing me. And He diagnosed me as needing to worship more. And I began to hear it. And the minute I heard it, He just dumped it on me. At that point, it wasn't like I had to make myself worship. I just couldn't quit. Right. I worshiped in my bathroom. I worshiped in the bedroom. I worship in the backyard. I worship without people around. Like, it wasn't something relegated to church or something that I do because I'm on a stage and I'm doing this for you in the audience. Just everything changed, Mom. But that opened the door for Him to begin to talk to me about some things in my life that He wanted to redirect. What an easy thing to do. But it starts with that love. His love for us is so intense that's in us.
Praise God. Uh-oh, we're almost out of time.
Oh, how did that happen?
I don't know. Kelly and I'll be right back.
Ever wondered what it would be like to have Kenneth or Gloria Copeland's study notes? Now you can. For this week's broadcasts, you can download your own copy of what they're teaching. Follow along with the key teaching points, scriptures, prayers, and even interactive questions to help you go further in your study of the Word. Download your free, easy-to-use outlines for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast now at kcm.org/notes. We're here for you.
The fruit of the Spirit is an active force that comes from oneness with God. Walking in this fruit is not dependent on your feelings. When you choose Jesus, yield freely and abandon self-life, you make the fruit of the Spirit your natural way of living. Let the Oneness with Jesus package open your eyes to a new way of living, free from fear. Included are 2 weeks of Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts with Gloria and Kelly Copeland on living a life free from fear and choosing faith over fear, and a 4-CD set by Gloria titled Fruit of the Spirit, The Foundation. Take the struggle out of being godly and learn to yield to God, with Him as your producer of fruit. Instead of you trying to achieve true godliness by your own effort, you can expect to live in health, life, and freedom. Now is the time to pursue oneness with love Himself, Jesus.
Live every day in the security of God's love for you. Request your free Oneness with Jesus package and discover the unbreakable connection you have with Jesus. Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and ask for the Oneness with Jesus package. It's yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days.
It's important to feed your spirit every day with the Word of God. That's where strength comes from. The more your faith grows, the more fruit or success you will see in your life. Kelly's got some things to share with you about that'll help you do that.
help you begin to learn things. You know, and we never quit learning, by the way. You don't ever know everything. You just keep in the Word and expecting the Lord to reveal to you the things in the Bible you need to hear that day. Amen, Kelly?
Amen. And any of the things that we say, you never need to take that and go, oh, they're condemning me, because you do learn. You learn line upon line, precept upon precept. That's the way they learn. That's the way I've learned. I mean, I just got through telling you, the Lord is still correcting me. It's silly to think that we could know all of God in a lifetime. So, but we can certainly do all that we can. We can study, we can be hungry, and we'll feel like, oh my goodness, I'm so free. And then you'll learn something else and you'll think, oh, I just thought I was free. Well, these are the things that will help you be free. He has dismantled death in our lives. Yes, that's what the Word says. He has dismantled all of it, but you have to know how to walk in it. So we want to make that available to you free. My mom's set six CDs, I think, four CDs for about the fruit of the Spirit. And then these are the broadcasts that you and I did the last time we were together, talking about how to focus on Jesus and not be in worry and care and anxiety. So that will help you do the things that we're talking
Praise
about
God.
This week.
To request your free package, go to kcm.org. I'm going to pray for you. Father, we pray for every person listening. We believe, including ourselves, we believe to hear from heaven. We believe to be corrected and taught by the Spirit and by the Word. And we give you praise and thanksgiving for teaching us how to walk out our life down here, it pleasing to you and in victory for ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. This is Kelly and Gloria reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith in the Word daily. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory at kcm.org. Be sure to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes and receive all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points from each broadcast. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
We're a part of the kingdom of God, the most powerful thing in existence. And the church is now beginning to find out who she is and what she is and how to function in the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and he adds no sorrow.
September 21st through 23rd, be empowered at Word Explosion in Columbia, South Carolina, with special benefits for veterans and military personnel. October 13th through 14th, join the Copelands at the Venezuela Victory Campaign at the Palacio de Eventos de Maracaibo in Maracaibo, Venezuela. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. And in 2018, April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.